Coronavirus has had a major impact on cancer patients. It has done so by forcing a lot of cancer patients to delay or forego treatment. Joining us right now to discuss how this is impacting some cancer patients and what they'd like to see done differently is the Executive Director of Federal Government Affairs for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, Brian Connell. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Appreciate you joining us. Help us understand, what are some of the big challenges facing cancer patients right now and the impact that COVID-19 has had on them?
Yeah, you know, cancer patients have already been dealing with their diagnosis, and then they have this extra added layer of challenge. You know, they are at substantially greater risk if they contract the virus, so they're doing their best to stay home and to stay safe, but they face the extra added burden of worrying about how they're going to access their cancer treatment. So, you know, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we're hearing from patients every day. And honestly, they're scared. They're nervous. They're worried about the virus, worried if they can get to their treatment or if they can afford their treatment, if they're able to get there. So it's an incredibly trying time for cancer patients as they try to navigate all these new challenges on top of their cancer diagnosis.
Especially those that have lost their jobs and maybe don't have health insurance now.
That's exactly right. You know, people with a pre-existing condition like cancer simply cannot afford to go without insurance. Really, none of us can. One recent estimate said 43 million people could lose their health insurance that they had through work during this whole crisis. That includes 1.3 million people in Michigan. So, you know, there's basically three options for those people. COBRA allows you to continue on your employer-provided insurance, but we know it's extremely expensive. If you lose your insurance because you lost your job, you're eligible to sign up for a plan on your state health exchange under the Affordable Care Act. And then Medicaid really is an important safety net in good times, and certainly it's even more important now. The challenge is all of these come with their own red tape and complexity in terms of trying to sign up, et cetera, and we know that we need lawmakers to stand up for cancer patients and for anyone else really who's lost a job and needs health insurance to make sure that people can actually afford health care and have the right insurance to do so.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about that, Brian. What can lawmakers do to help cancer patients?
Yeah, you know, we're continuing to work to protect cancer patients, and we expect lawmakers, honestly, to stand up and do the same. So we have three policies that we are advocating for to lawmakers. First, we need to eliminate surprise medical bills because, you know, in this environment, the last thing the patients need is to go to a hospital that is in their plan network, get care, and then 3 or 4 weeks later, you know, they get a bill in the mail that is for thousands of dollars. There's no reason for that to happen. So we need to eliminate those surprise medical bills. We need to limit the drug costs for Medicare patients who are facing thousands of dollars a month often to afford their cancer medications. There's no reason for patients to pay such high costs, and especially now in this financial crisis. And we also want folks to expand and strengthen Medicaid because we know that that's going to be a really important safety net for patients and really anyone who may have lost their job. And it's important that we actually enable people to sign up so that they have that insurance.
Brian, you mentioned surprise medical bills. That's a term that I'm hearing more and more. What is a surprise medical bill?
Yeah, a surprise medical bill occurs when a patient, through no fault of her own, gets treatment from a provider that ends up actually being out of network from their insurance plan. They can be impossible to prevent because patients have no idea whether someone at a hospital like a surgeon's assistant or an anesthesiologist or a lab where their blood work was sent, they have no way to know if those folks are in-network or out-of-network before they receive care. So there's no reason to put that cost back on patients who, you know, just through sheer bad luck ended up with these extraordinary costs. So Congress was already working on solutions to this even before COVID-19, and it's all the more important that they finish the job and get that solution across the finish line so that patients don't face it in the middle of this pandemic.
I mean that, and as you said, expanding Medicaid and reducing drug costs for Medicare patients. I mean, those things combined would mean a lot to cancer patients, wouldn't it?
be extraordinary. You know, there's so much concern. You're always worried about your own health outcome when you have a diagnosis of cancer. What you shouldn't have to worry about is whether you're going to actually be able to get physically to where you need to be treated and whether you're going to be able to afford it once you get there. So though these solutions would go a long way, really, to providing peace of mind for cancer patients who are worried in times like this.
We're talking with Brian Connell. He's the Executive Director of Federal Government Affairs for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And Brian, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about what the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is doing to help protect cancer patients.
Yeah, you know, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society exists to support blood cancer patients. That's leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma. Folks with these conditions face enormous challenges, and you know, we've set up the LLS COVID-19 patient financial aid program to give eligible blood cancer patients, you know, a one-time stipend of $250 just to get things like groceries and just to get by at this time when they need to stay home. We've already helped through that in the last few weeks, 14,000 patients, and distributed nearly $3.6 million. So we know that there is an enormous need out there, and we know that lawmakers need to step up because this is just a drop in the bucket for what we know the challenges are. And that's why we are really bringing it to lawmakers next week. We're having a virtual day of action on May 20th, telling Congress what it needs to do to protect patients. And so that's going to be really important to make sure that Congress actually considers what's happening on the ground and responds and protects patients from high costs.
Yeah, Brian, how can people get involved in that?
Yeah, you know, we'd love for your listeners to join us in this. You know, the best way is to text LLS Action to 69866. Again, that's LLS Action to 69866. That way we are able to connect your listeners with their lawmaker and they can stand up for cancer patients, whether that's someone, you know, within your own home or just within your community. Our neighbor, you know, we want to make sure that Congress understands what needs to be done to make sure that people facing a cancer diagnosis are taken care of during this COVID-19 pandemic.
All right. Hey, Brian, thanks for telling us about it. Thanks for all you're doing. We appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now.